Threesome Erotica 10-pack. 10 stories of group sex erotica, collection 6. First time, virgins, lesbians, breeding, anal sex, and more. Written by Connie Cookqueen and Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Kelly Morgan, Sierra Klein, and Sally Beth.
Watching My Husband with My Own Bridesmaid, Cookqueen 6. It was the happiest day of my life, undoubtedly. But it was also the naughtiest night of my life, courtesy of my best friend Brandy and my husband Michael. It'd been several hours since we'd tied the knot and exchanged vows, and now we were doing some kind of bastardized version of the funky chicken amidst the whoops and cheers of both of our families and friends. As the night went on, more and more people drifted away until there were only a few of us left. I spotted Michael propped up at the bar, ordering a nightcap before we both disappeared to our suite upstairs to consummate things, if you know what I mean. I sneaked up behind him and gave his ass a pinch, feeling those firm muscles of his butt that at first attracted me to him. "Hey there, husband," I said, giving him a kiss on the cheek. "Quite the night, huh?"
"You can say that again, Mrs. Geller,"
he said, putting his arm around me and hugging me close.
"Drink?"
"Oh, I couldn't possibly," I said, still affecting the strange well-to-do accent.
"Suit yourself, ma'am."
We both turned and leaned back on the bar, looking across the now sparse room that had several of our friends scattered around it, doing all manner of things. My stepbrother sat at a table with his uncle, sipping whiskey and talking animatedly about something of little importance. Around the sides of the room sat some of the bridesmaids, all close together and secretive-like in their chatter. Then, in the center, were the hardcore finalists, still boogieing away to the disco music that blared out from the flashing DJ booth that we'd booked. "She's quite the mover, huh?" I said, nudging Michael, whose eyes had also settled on my friend Brandy, busily shaking her tush in the middle of the dance floor.
"She sure is,"
he agreed, his gaze unwavering. The shiny crimson fabric of her dress was hugging tight over her figure, accentuating her shapely ass and flowing over the curves of her tits when she stood upright. She shook her bare shoulders, and her tits bounced hypnotically beneath the fabric, drawing both my husband and I even further. They were incredible, and I wondered just how she'd managed to make them look so good without anything over her shoulders. "How the hell does she still look so great?" I asked, looking down at my wedding dress that was already adorned with stains from a night of partying. Brandy, on the other hand, looked as though she'd only just finished getting ready, despite being in her outfit for over 12 hours now. I never knew how she did it. She'd come into our business as a young intern, but I quickly took her under my wing and showed her the ropes. By now, 2 years on, we were close friends, despite the fact I was over 10 years her senior. I think her bubbly attitude was something that drew me towards her. She spotted the both of us watching her and threw up a wave. Michael nodded in return, and I waved back. Then she turned away and looked back over her shoulder, shaking that tight little butt of hers just for us. "You could fuck her, you know," I said, nudging Michael with an elbow. He started to cough on his drink.
"I could I?"
"Definitely," I said, narrowing my eyes and undressing Brandy. "She's into you."
"How the hell would you know that?"
"I can just tell," I said mysteriously. "It's just one of those things."
"Not tonight."
"Tonight of all nights." The music pumped out around the room, and we had to raise our voices to be heard above it.
"How do you figure that?"
he said. "It's what our relationship is based on," I said. "I watched you fuck countless women."
"Never on our wedding night,"
he said.
"And never one of your closest friends."
"First time for everything." I shrugged, and I snatched his glass from him and downed the bourbon inside it. He turned back to the bartender and made a signal. Then soon, the both of us were watching Brandy from a fresh angle. I was quiet for now, letting the thoughts stew in his mind. I knew I didn't need to prod the fire any more than I already had. Michael was insatiable like that, and he was always eager to please.
"You really think she would?"
"Look at her," I said, and as he did so, she started to smooth her hands down the sides of her crimson-red dress and thrust her hips forwards, pushing her crotch out in front of her to the raucous beat of the music.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?